السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the opportunity to get together today to introduce a very important initiative, and that is our sisters from different countries, different parts of the globe, coming together and forming an NGO which would specialize in bringing unity in the Muslim Ummah. And I see that there is potential of bringing women from different religions, inshallah, also together, all women who have goodwill and want good for humanity should work together and be ambassadors of unity, peace, harmony, and love as we expect from women. The late Imam Khomeini had very clear vision about the role of women. His idea was that women form half of the population, but also the second half, the other half, are also brought up on the lap of women. So when women get involved, it means that the whole population gets involved. So if you want any successful initiative, then you should have women as main runners of that activity. So I congratulate the sisters who have started this project, and I hope that inshallah our sisters in the UK also would join this initiative. We, as the humble servants of the community here in the UK, in our turn, welcome any initiative for bringing unity to our community and also to this society, whether it be interreligious dialogue, whether it be intra-religious dialogue, whether it be unity among the Shia community, whether it be unity inside the families, which is very important and one of the things that is unfortunately greatly affected in the secular society is family. Unity within family is also very important. So anything to bring unity, I think, would be very much loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remember our teacher, the late Ayatollah Ahmed Imyanaji, who was very great scholar, and he had very good understanding of the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. He was saying that if you study the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, you find that the reward which has been promised for anything that brings good to society and anything that brings people together is not comparable to the reward for any personal individual act. And on the other hand, anyone who damages the society, separates people, brings division, then the punishment which is promised is not comparable to a personal sin. So it's very important to work for unity. I would like to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Ayatollah Araki the General Secretary of the World Forum for Proximity of Islamic Schools of Thought successful in his sacred task. And especially these days, we see that how important it is to work towards the establishment of Muslim unity. I also would like to pray for the success of our sisters in Iran, in different parts of the world, and also the sisters who have come here. We should thank Sister Nazia Karimi, who has come all the way from Bahrain just to share with us her view and her wisdom, and she's going back. So her visit is just to meet the sisters here, so we thank her. And we thank Sister Omme Farwe for also helping a lot with such a short notice that she was given. Alhamdulillah, she helped a lot. And everyone else who helped so that we embark on this journey. This is just the beginning. Now from today, we have to, inshallah, work hard in making this, inshallah, new organization, in this new NGO, inshallah, function properly. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.